Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
Well, so glad you can join us here on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. It's Spin on Golf. There is so much going on right now. It's absurd, but this is the way it should be, right? It's a beautiful Sunday. BC and Jordan are up north. More on that in a second. We're glad to have Mike Fay back. He tried his hand at caddying, but he decided to keep his day job. Is that the best way to say it?
I did, but we had fun.
How did it turn out? You were a proud papa last week, and your daughter played so well.
Yes,
I mean, congratulations to her.
Thank
but
you.
Tell everybody how it played out.
I tell you what, you know, she's just starting out playing in some golf tournaments, and any of you parents getting out there, you know exactly where I am. If you get your kids into playing in tournaments and stuff and learning how to play the game, it's just a ton of fun. And I was so proud of her just playing to play golf. Just go play golf, kid.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. And she was having a blast and nothing better. Dad was there with her. What a blessing that is, huh?
So cool. You get to wear the caddy bib, the whole thing. It's awesome.
Yep. No doubt. We're going to talk about the action today, but a guy who's seen a little bit of action in his time, not just today. Adidas State Pro-Am up at Boyne Highlands. The man, the myth, the legend, BC. What's up, BC?
Hey, guys. How are you? All good up here at Bay Harbor. I'm at Bay Harbor, and Jordan's across the pond behind me. There's a little lake. He's up at the Highlands. But, we're playing golf tomorrow, and it'll be fun.
Nice. What was it like up there? I know we were talking in the crosstalk with Chris, and I said, you're a guy that likes the warm. Remember you saying you like the warm days? Is it as warm up there as it is down here?
It's like 85 up here.
Okay.
You know, blowing. You got the pollen. You know, you got the pollen clouds going. So it's kind of, you know, it's summer, man. It's awesome in northern Michigan. Mike knows the deal. And there's nothing. There's no better place in the world. That's all I can say is northern Michigan in the summer.
A lot drier up north at
this
time of year, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge change.
Yeah.
That thing behind me has a big thing to do with it,
Mike. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Water, Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful up there. Well, we say it every week seemingly, but so we'll fill the quota right now. When you're planning your golf trip, just stay here in Michigan.
Absolutely.
Just stay right here in Michigan. There's no reason to go someplace exotic. There are tons and tons of courses for you to explore. How'd you shoot, BC?
We played 32 holes. All good. My partner Jeff Champagne and I tied our host Jay Slavsky and Steve Zuccherini, a push. It was a good day. I mean, if I can push giving guys shots, it's a good day, right, Mike?
That's absolutely.
Good push.
Not that many.
The peanut gallery in the background. That's beautiful.
But even better, I had a great day yesterday at American Dunes with Jeff Marcero, Jim McGluin, I'm going to follow this name up, but he's a Medal of Honor recipient. And we had an unbelievable day at American Dunes. And for anybody that, like we're talking about a tour around Lake Michigan, all the way around Huron and back down Detroit, that is a must stop and must play. And then you stop at Crystal Mountain, then you come up here to the Boyne course, and then you continue on around the state. But really a special day, and it's a moving experience going to American Dunes and seeing all the fallen heroes that we have. And to literally live and play golf with a hero yesterday that pulled out a whole bunch of bodies out of this battle in Vietnam, and he was decorated with by President Trump. And it was very special, and it really makes you appreciate how lucky we are to be doing what we're doing.
Amen.
Playing golf and hanging out up here and just living. We're living life because of these guys. And we're very thankful.
Respect. No doubt about that. You know what though? I since you brought it up, I'm trying to think how that tour would work. Do you start in New Buffalo on the west side, work your way all the way up that left coast of Michigan, and then all the way down to say Luna Pier? I think we could be golfing for weeks doing a trip like that, Mike Vey.
It'd be really nice, like an RV.
Oh,
nice.
Oh yeah. You see why we're suggesting this? Marcero's a smart guy. He's hearing this right now, and he's Marcero's putting this to, all right, let's call the RV. We need to do this. No, I mean,
guess what Marcero's doing right now? He's golf. Doing that.
Yeah. He's doing that. Well, we're going to talk to another guy who is going to be doing it and has been doing it. Guy Gordon's going to join us at about 7:18 to tell us about what is going on. Don't forget the Pure Michigan Golf Tour happening all this week, and you can hear all the action right here on 760 WJR. BC, for the benefit of people just tuning in, I heard your conversation about Rahm with Guy, and I want to second exactly what you said. I'm sorry. I think at this point in time, it's a joke. I wish they let him play. There's a way to do it, especially when so many other people are vaccinated, including himself. It's a crying shame. I understand why it happened, but it's still just a crying shame.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned on this show that it's like, what did they do to him? They didn't do anything to him. I mean, the players make the rules. It's their tour. This is what, and they're obviously guided by the officials and the people that they hire to run the tour for them. But they're just doing what, you know, basically the rules that they're playing by. They made up these rules. But I mean, this thing from the beginning has been called liquid. It's fluid. It's moving. Well, okay, if that's the case, and let's go. Let's update weekly. I mean, this is the PGA Tour, for God's sakes, not the, you know, podunk mini tour. I mean, they should have a handle on this and have case scenario if this happens or that happens. But it's too bad. That's the way the rule, and they had the hardened stone, and that's the way they played it, and good for them. I mean, I really respect people that play by their rules, and then they follow the rules to the hilt.
Yep. Exciting finish today. Full disclosure, I came in, I got here about 6:32, and it was multimedia Mike Fay here because he had his laptop up watching one tournament. He had his phone sideways watching the other. Some exciting action today. I thought when I left home today to come here to the beautiful DGC, I thought it was Morikawa's. I really did. So when you told me, hey, listen, it's getting real right now, and then it ended in the blink of an eye, didn't it?
Well, yeah, one hole.
Yeah.
You know, both hitting it in the bunker on a playoff hole, and Cantlay made a really long putt, and it was over.
Congratulations to Patrick Cantlay. He gets it done, and the ladies still at it right now. The U.S. Women's Open going on. And you know what? It's almost like the people out there that like the overtime hockey in the playoff. This is overtime golf today. We're seeing the overtime golf. We're going to extras with the U.S. Women's Open as well.
We are. You've got, what are they on their second hole, I think, BC? Lexi Thompson today, BC. What happened?
41 on the back nine.
Oh.
I mean, she's got it wrapped up. She's still on 17. She's got it wrapped up. And you know what I say about people putting from 10 yards off the green? They ain't trying to make it. They're trying to get it close because they're nervous. Mm-hmm. She had a horrible lag putt, and then she had a horrible first putt on the green. So she made six, and then 18. She's in the middle of the fairway and hitting a bunker, like
right.
15 yards short of the hole.
Right.
From basically 108 or 109 yards. And it's too bad. It's really too bad for Lexi.
She has been such a great player for so long. Sean and I were talking about earlier. I didn't realize she's only won one major in her career.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's crazy.
The way she hits it. Yes. I mean, watching her hit the ball and watching that, you know, that tracer line, I'm like, man, she could move the golf ball. She's mm-hmm. strong, and she could handle that rough, and she didn't.
Well, we'll continue with that conversation, let you know what's going on there. But when we come back, as I mentioned, Guy Gordon, who usually is on 3 to 5 on 760 WJR, 9 to 12 this week. Why? Well, it's the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. We'll catch up with Guy next right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
Well, so much going on in the great game of golf, in particular in our own backyard. And I think this is something really cool that the station has done for some time now. The Pure Michigan Golf Tour. Guy Gordon, well, he was the unlucky soul. He drew the small straw, and he gets to go tour and golf all week. Poor, poor guy. But normally he's on 3 to 5 here on 760 WJR. This week, of course, he'll be on 9 to noon for the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. And he kindly joins us right now on Spin on Golf. First of all, Guy, always a pleasure. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know how I got the gig, right? I've been detailing Jeff Marcero's car every other week for about the last 6 months. So, you know, it's really the rims. I do the rims well, and so that's how I got the assignment.
Guy, where are you at right now, and what does the week entail for you? I'm sure listeners will be following all along, but I guess give us a look ahead.
So we're really, really going to go around the mitten. We're right now at Crystal Mountain. I had a lot of familiarity with the ski hills here. Had never played golf up here before. We played the Mountain Ridge course yesterday. A really nice 18. Very generous fairways. So it's a great place. If you spray the ball a little bit, it's a great place where you can still have a lot of fun and still get a great challenge. The Betsy Valley course today actually was a nice surprise because it's the older course. I think they really have a great, great value proposition on that course. We had a lot of fun, even though I got to tell you, I was in the water, Sean, so many times off the first hole. I was going to rename it Betsy Wetsy because it was that bad. But we got over that little, you know, hill, and then we were off and having a lot of fun.
Great stuff. I know, Mike, you had some comments for Guy as he makes this tour.
Yeah, you know, for years, Guy, we played the Northern Michigan PGA Chapter Championship up there, and it's just a fantastic resort. I think it's pretty awesome there. I'm playing Mountain Ridge, played two or three rounds there for our Chapter Championship, and, you know, pretty cool golf courses there.
You have
totally
to be
different.
It's long. What is it? It's about 7,000 from the tips on Mountain Ridge. Yeah,
right.
No, it's a fun challenge. I got to say, the accommodations here are great. We're in the suites in the main lodge. I don't think there's a building on the property that is older than 10 years old. So everything is really fresh, really new, and it's just really nice accommodations. We watched the sunset last night behind the hill from a rooftop bar, of drinking ginger ale, of course, and just, you know, had a great time of it. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
It's amazing how ginger ale has that same kind of color that one of my favorite drinks have. And we'll leave it at that. Guy Gordon kindly joining us. Guy, where else are you going to be this week? Because we were just talking about it before you came on. I mean, BC said, let's just jump in an RV and, I mean, start in New Buffalo, go all the way up the left coast, all the way down the right coast, end in Luna Pier. What an unbelievable week it would be. And I think to that point, something we always talk about, Guy, I get it. People want to take exotic trips, but there's no place like your own backyard. Plenty of great spots to hit. Where else are you going to be this week?
So we're going to be heading over playing the Fazio course at Treetops. That is going to be on Tuesday. Then we head up to Boyne on Wednesday. I believe we're playing the Moor up there at the Highlands. We're going to come back down to Mount Pleasant, play Buck's Run, which unfortunately, because of a scheduling thing, I didn't get a chance to finish it. But I think the back nine there, as it follows the Chippewa River, maybe one of the prettiest routings I've seen in a long, long time. And so really looking forward to that. And then finishing up at DGC with you guys for Media Day. And that's going to be, again, 9 to noon on Friday as we get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. It's crazy. I mean, we are literally less than a month away. I mean, 4 weeks from now, we might even know who the champion is by this point in time. We probably could, unless we get a little extras. Speaking of extras, I'm sure you're keeping tabs on it, Guy. Some exciting golf today. Both tournaments going into the playoff. What more can you ask for?
I know it was great. I didn't get a chance to watch the end of it because we were on with I came in to watch Nick and Chris do their show, so I didn't see the finish for Cantlay. I feel absolutely heartbroken. That video of the news being broken to John Rahm yesterday. You feel for the guy. And I honestly, and Brian, I think we agree on something here, that it just didn't seem necessary to do. I think there's a way that once you know a guy has it, that you can put him in a bubble and let him go.
BC, there he is. What's up, BC?
Guys, I know you need a little bit of room up there because I know that ball. Michael, a little.
Yes, yeah. The Gordon draw, which looks a lot like a hook. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a short draw. Yeah, cool place up there.
Yeah, it's good fun. I know this will surprise you, BC, but I fell out of a chairlift here 45 years ago.
You can't stop there, guy. You cannot. So we got to hear the rest of that story.
So do you remember when the wet look was like an in thing and it was kind of like a satiny finish that you had? So I had pants like that, okay? I was really styling. The only problem was the chair I sat in was a little bit damp, and it was like a guy in satin drawers jumping onto satin sheets. I went right off the seat, and I hung off the thing for probably about 5-6 seconds. The guy screaming at me, let go. So I did, and lived to tell about it. But, yeah, that was my introduction to Crystal Mountain 45 years ago. And I've been up here, gosh, I don't know, half dozen times since then and had a great time. But, yeah, kind of an inauspicious beginning to my first visit for Crystal Mountain.
Guy Gordon, of course, host normally 3 to 5 on 760 WJR, going to be on 9 to noon every day this week for the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. Guy, how often do you get out nowadays? I mean, life is so busy, and you know, that's one thing during this whole craziness of the last year. Golf is really booming right now. A lot of people want to get out. How often do you get out?
I started in April of last year, and I was carrying my own clubs for probably all the way up through June when they finally let folks come back and get the carts. It was great. I probably play 3 times a week, maybe a 9 here, 9 there, but I live across the street from where I play, and so I can go over to the range, spend 15 minutes, and then come home, and, you know, I can weave it in. So I play a lot.
Well, that's beautiful.
You wouldn't know it, though. You wouldn't know it.
Is there, Mike Fay, as you sit here and you hear the dissertation about some of these courses, are you familiar with some of these courses? Is there one that sticks out to you in your time? And people forget, you were up north for many years.
Time.
So
yeah.
Is there something that sticks out to you?
Well, you mentioned, of course, you know, being at Boyne for 12 years or so. You know, guy, playing the Moor, I think you're really going to enjoy it. You know, we had talked about it a couple weeks ago, right? And, Moore's a great golf course. It's my number 3 golf course that I've played. I really like it. I think it's a lot of fun. And number 1, I like it 'cause you can walk it, and, it'll be good. It'll be interesting, guy, to hear what you think of the Moor.
I'm really looking forward to it. You know that I think that's the only Boyne course that I haven't played.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm geeked up for it. If you've got any tips for me in terms of what I should be watching for, because I don't have any local knowledge and I'm thick as a brick, or for the Fazio at Treetops too.
To keep it below the hole, guy. Just keep it below the hole. That's all you need.
All righty.
Keep it below. Yeah, keep it below the hole. Can you expound on that?
Sure. So, like, you know, if the green slopes towards you, make sure you don't hit it above the hole where you have to putt downhill all the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's simple things like that. You know, you have some attack people. I mean, we were watching the ladies today, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
I don't want to short arm anything, right?
No.
I mean, we saw that short arm earlier in the tournament, and it hurt her. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So great stuff. Guy, appreciate you. We'll be listening all week long. Guy Gordon, normally on from 3 to 5. We'll be on 9 to noon this week on 760 WJR for the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. I hope you can get through it, Guy. Good luck this week, huh?
I will. I'm hoping to cross paths with BC up there. So watch out for us, buddy. We're coming for you.
Great stuff. Appreciate you, Guy. Make sure you listen every day this week at 9 to noon right here on 760 WJR. When we come back, we talked to him a couple weeks ago. We have no problem talking to him again. Ken Griffin, the Director of Golf Sales and Marketing at Boyne Resorts. Hopefully we'll be joined by Jordan and BC as well. He's Mike Fay. I'm Sean Bellegian. We are at the beautiful DGC on a beautiful Michigan Sunday afternoon. Don't you go anywhere. This is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bellegian.
So glad you could join us 7:33 on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here on 760 WJR. Mike Fay and yours truly, Sean Bellegian. We are at the DGC. This is like parts unknown show. I mean, we've got correspondents everywhere, but that's the way it should be on a day like today. And of course, with technology being what it is, let's hope that we've got all our correspondents out there right now. Let's start with BC. Are you still with us? All right. Not sure if we have BC or not. How about let's try Jordan Young. Jordan Young, are you there, sir?
I hope I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Outstanding. Yay. JY, a pleasure to chat with you. Now, I know that you're out and about in the beautiful North Country. Where are you at today, sir?
Well, I'm at the Boyne Highlands, actually imitating BC style. I'm playing golf today. I'm just standing behind the 18th green here on the Ross course. Just gave Bernie and the guys a wave on the patio. Bernie Friedrich here, our host at Boyne Highlands. Getting a little sun and enjoying it.
Beautiful weather up there. It's been like that all week long, no doubt about that. A guy that knows something about the beauty that is up there, and now we can say friend of the show. We talked to him a few weeks ago, and I hope we make him a regular on the show to be sure. But Ken Griffin, the director of golf sales and marketing at Boyne Resorts, is joining us now as well here on Spin on Golf. And Ken, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
John, fellas, thanks for having me. It's great to be back on.
Hey, tell us about how excited you are about a week like this. You got the Adidas State Pro-Am tomorrow and Tuesday at Boyne Highlands on the Heather and the Donald Ross Memorial. So much stuff going on up there.
There's, you know, it was a beautiful week for golf last week, and we got another beautiful week this week, and, you know, some of the top players in town, you know, getting to play the Donald Ross Memorial as well as the Heather. So, I mean, how much better does it get? That's why we're out on the course right now on a Sunday night.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm not sure if we hit on this when we talked to you a couple weeks ago, but Guy Gordon was just on with us, and of course he can be heard here on 760 WJR normally from 3 to 5, 9 to noon this week as the tour continues, the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. But one of the things that is happening up there is you guys are always renovating, always coming up with something new. He was talking about the experience in the new rooms at the main lodge. And I'm not sure we even got into that with you a couple weeks ago, Ken. Tell everybody about that in case we did not hit that.
We didn't. We're finally under renovation, you know, in the main lodge. And we've got about 50 rooms ready right now, and we're working to get more of them opened up. But, I mean, it's a totally different experience. We've known for a number of years that while we had nice rooms, that our golf courses may have been in a standard, or we try and keep them at a standard that maybe our rooms weren't commensurate for. If you stayed at a Ross Cottage with a group of buddies, it was great. But if you just went up as couples or a couple couples that were staying in a room, we had better golf than we did rooms. And I don't think anybody that stays there, I think, is going to readily say that our rooms are at or above the level. Our goal was to exceed even the rooms that we have at Bay Harbor whenever we put them in the main lodge. So there, it's just a totally different experience. We'll talk more about it on Wednesday morning.
Mike Fay, Sean Bellegian. I think we've got BC and Jordan up there. Jordan, I think you're familiar with the work of Ken Griffin. What was it like up there? Tell Ken how beautiful the course was today.
Well, I can't see a cloud in the sky, so great job, Ken, with taking care of that. The sun was great. Beautiful out here. I mean, it's just nice to be on the course and playing. And, you know, Adidas State Pro-Am is always fun. Like I said, I see Bernie on the patio here. I was trying to give him a wave, but we're excited to be up here and be here at Boyne.
Well, you guys know as well as anybody, marketing does nothing but order weather whenever it comes to these kind of events. It's really the operations team and the supers and their crews that give you guys the conditions that you get to enjoy whenever you're playing the courses. So hats off.
I actually had to look at the the car thing twice to see it said 91. Usually it says 61, not 91.
It's been a great week.
Hey, talk about the Cliff View Kart Cruise as well that's going to be going on at Bay Harbor. This sounds like such a cool thing. Maybe people will be interested in that. You know, I just familiarized myself with it, quite frankly, in the last couple of days. But by all means, Ken, let everybody know about the Cliff View Kart Cruise.
Well, this is one thing to get back up a year, you know, because of everything that's happened. We were going to implement it last summer, but, you know, everybody that has played the Bay Harbor courses understands how beautiful and how many pictures you take while you're playing. So it's tough sometimes to not be distracted by the beauty. But so what we did is for somebody that maybe plays in the mornings and never gets to see a $1 million sunset out of Petoskey. So we have implemented 12 dates this year to try it out. 12 dates where you can tour six holes, and you get a cocktail included. So it's kind of like a little cruise. It's a guided tour that you get a chance to go out and go from Quarry 8 to Links 3 and 4, just viewing all the lakeshore holes, looking right out across that beautiful big body of water with spectacular sunset. So chance, you know, maybe your spouse or significant other doesn't play golf and they hear you talk about it and they're a little jelly. Well, it makes it really easy. You can take them out and they can enjoy it.
What a great idea. You know, maybe you're one of those guys, you get a little frustrated. What a great idea. I'm just going to go watch the sunset. That's a great idea. I'm sorry, BC. Go right ahead.
No, pretty good here, Ken, watching the sunset right next to the Inner Bay Harbor. But the golf course is phenomenal. Greens are great. And of course, that big body of water really does hurt. It's pretty awesome up here, Ken. And it's, again, Boyne's got
Yeah, I ran into BC this afternoon.
Hearing from the members.
Yeah, I ran into BC on the quarry this afternoon. So glad you enjoyed it.
Great stuff. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks back, and once again, kindly joining us, Ken Griffin, the Director of Golf Sales and Marketing at Boyne Resorts. The Trackman Range at the Ross Golf Center. How has the reception been up there, Ken?
It's been really good, and I think it's because it's got a wide variety. It's oftentimes you think I'm going to the range and I'm practicing or it's work, and you can do that, but you can do that with technology that gives you a lot more information, the same type of things that our guys use whenever they're trying to club fit somebody or give a lesson. Well, you can use it on your own, app off the phone or off your iPad. It gives you the ability. There are 8 data points, so you can launch angles, spins, carry the ball, etc. So if you want to geek out and get technical, you can. Or if you want to bring your family over that doesn't golf but show them how much you enjoy it, you know, we've got a marked course, so there's targets. You can play bullseye. You can have long drive contests. So it can be somebody that doesn't know or just wants to get into it. It can be somebody technical. Or it can be guys that come off and go, geez, I want to go out or want to have a game. But what can we do? Well, you can go play a long drive or you can play a bullseye or closest to the pin right there after you're 18 if you don't feel like going out for another 18.
You know, I wanted to ask you guys, like, you know, this isn't just for the Saturday duffer, and to guys like BC and Mike Fay and Jordan who literally spend their life on the course. Mike, I'll start with you. This is something for everybody. I mean, it really is. What's your take on it?
Well, it's a ton of fun because you can do a number of different things with groups of people and stuff like that on there, which is cool. It's pretty neat.
BC?
Well, let me tell you something. There's a place for everyone at Boyne. That's all I got to say.
that's
I got to say. There's a place for everyone. Bernie's living up to his dream. He said 15 years ago, I'll never forget it. We're standing on the golf course, and Bernie said, from now on, we're going to have championship conditions every day. And by God, Boyne has delivered day in, day out. Great job, Ken. Your crew is doing an awesome job up here.
Thanks, BC.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the screen right now where Ken is standing and where Jordan is standing and where BC is sitting. Honest to goodness, Ken, it looks like 3 postcards. I mean, really, hey, come visit us. You've got the beautiful greens behind you. You've got BC with the lake behind him. Jordan standing at the course. I mean, really, you want beauty. you head up and go see Ken and all the great folks at Boyne Resorts. Ken, really appreciate your time. You know, if we can ever hit anything for you, don't hesitate to give us a jingle.
Much appreciated, Sean. Can't wait to get you up here.
I can't wait to do it myself. Jeff Marshall, get to work. All right, we'll come back. Final segment of Spin on Golf on a Sunday evening. So glad you could join us right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
Well, I would love to tell you how the U.S. Women's Open ended as they went into some extra holes, sudden death, if you will. But unfortunately, the Mike Fay and I, the feed that we have, this is how these things work. Sometimes you're contractually obligated to go to a different event. And Mike Fay and I were not able to see it. All of a sudden, we saw some gymnasts frolicking on our laptop. So, BC, how did the U.S. Women's Open end?
Yuki Sasso made a 12-foot curler on the third playoff hole to be the reigning U.S. Women's Open champion. Great for her. I mean, nobody played great today. Everybody hung on pretty much. But she is the winner in a playoff.
Outstanding. How'd you shoot today? Jordan Young joining us. Jordan, listen, give this guy some love. I mean, he literally just got off the track and he wanted to join us tonight. I know a guy, not naming any names, me, would probably say I'm heading straight to the 19th, but Jordan wanted to come on and join us. So how did you play today, Jordan? And I got to get your take on the Rahm situation as well.
Okay, well, you know, I'm on the 18th and a half hole right now. I'm halfway to the patio, which looks pretty comfortable. But, you know, I just tried to get loose today. Everything's sore. And as the round went on, I started to get a little bit better. So that's all I can hope for. But just getting out in the course is great.
All right, I think Jordan cut out. We'll try to... Yeah, we'll try to catch back up. In the meantime, some breaking news, Mike. I hope you don't mind, but you showed me a score during the break. Are we allowed to talk about that score during the break?
If you want to,
I would love to hear that. You got to be a proud papa,
young child.
Yes,
playing some golf without dad, shooting 39 today on the front nine on the Alpine. So I'm very excited.
Did you hear that, BC?
Breaking 40.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now she's not going to want you as a caddy, though.
I know. Now I have to watch from the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I won't bite my nails right in front of her. I can bite them on the fairway.
I think, you know, it was funny. When my son was playing, he always used to do this thing. He'd always say, "Dad, I don't mind if you go. I just don't want to see you." Well, what am I going to do? Wear a disguise? what do you want? Do you want me to just put on a mask or, you know, like hide underneath the stands or whatever the case may be? So
it's all good.
No, you know what? It's just, does your daughter play better with you, without you?
We don't know. Yeah? You know, I mean, I think that it's more comforting for me to be there with her. And also, you know, like she's learning the game, right?
Sure.
I mean, like penalties and all this other stuff. I mean, I think it's really important that you spend time, you know, parents with the kids, teaching them about the game you love and see if they like it and get hooked on it. So obviously this kid's starting to get hooked on a little bit and it's fun.
39, way to go. Yeah. BC, I saw you waving your arms. Got the binoculars out now as well.
High-powered binoculars, Mike. That's how you watch golf now.
I like that.
That's how I go watch students. You know, you can't just walk there because then they act different. They try different things, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, somebody that broke 40 on the Alpine front nine and read those greens perfectly well, good for her. That's
yep.
pretty
all by yourself. Yeah, that was pretty
good. That's pretty good. 3-1, by the way. Not Maple Leafs, but the Habs.
Yeah, over Winnipeg, no doubt. BC, what does this tournament mean to you the next couple of days? You know, we were talking to Ken Griffin and a fun time with the Adidas State Pro-Am up there. I know you were joking. You said, "Where are you, Mike?" And Mike plans to be up there next year, but this has got to be a fun time for you guys.
Yeah, it really is. Like I said, it's kind of the kickoff of the Michigan PGA. Our major season starts next week with the Michigan Open, but this is kind of a mini major to me. It's one of the tournaments I haven't won in Michigan. I'd like to win. And time is ticking, unfortunately. But, I mean, Boyne's a special place. I mean, who doesn't come up here and love playing golf at Boyne? It is really, really good.
Now, when you say time is ticking, you know, I'm not blowing smoke. BC, you take care of yourself and everything. And a couple weeks ago when Phil won, we talked about how, you know, this might, I don't want to say be the norm, but we might see more of this. Guys in their late 40s, a guy like Phil at age 50, getting it done. Could the same ring true for you in your game, BC?
Never know. You never know, but, you know, I'm definitely haven't had the last 30 years in great shape and great physical shape, and like Phil has. I mean, you're looking at the Tiger generation of guys now becoming 50, and, you know, look at Stricker, and you look at there's a handful of guys that are really playing the tour well that are over 50 years old. Furyk's still playing well, and, you know, a little shout-out to the Champions Tour winner today out there at Wakanda. Who did I see won that, Mike? The principal charity. I just slipped my tongue. Ready to announce the winner. Sorry. He'll get it up in a second. But one by one shot over Stephen Ames. Stephen Ames, okay. From he's in Canada. He beat Mike Weir by a shot at Wakanda, the up and down place in Des Moines. Cool place. So good job, Stephen. But here I am. Look at the big body of water behind us, Mike.
It is beautiful up there. The sunsets are better than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So good.
No argument out of me. It's phenomenal. Let me ask you guys something, though. You guys have been around the game for a while. You've not only played, but you've, you know, watched other guys come up and everything. What's the first thing that goes as you get older? Is there a universal first thing that goes, or does it vary? What have you guys found, I guess, in your time in golf? BC, I'll start with you. Is there, you know, a token, the first thing that goes as you get older? Well, other than your back,
of course.
Are we
talking older? Are we talking golf?
Yeah, golf.
Oh, okay. All right. Just wanted to check. I just want to make sure because this is a regulated program. But I would say your distance control and your sight feels.
Okay.
You know, to me, I mean, if I've got a 30-footer, I'm now finding myself pacing it off instead of, you know, when I was a, you know, kid, I mean, 5 years ago, I could just stand up there 30 feet, boom, hit it this hard. But now it takes a little more time.
Have you found the same, Mike?
I think so. Yeah. I think what he's talking about is, you know, judgment, right? And feel and touch and stuff like that. You know, I think that as we get older, we have to work a lot harder, right, BC?
Yes.
Figure that out.
At everything. It seems like I'm chipping more. It seems like I'm hitting more.
Mm-hmm.
Five irons. It's like, come on, man. Can't you hit a five iron on the club face? What's the deal? You know, it's just harder as you get older. You're smarter. You think you have more. You have more information, but it seems like that computer's kind of clogging the system up.
You know, they got the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, right?
Yeah.
Like Phil's backyard.
Yeah.
You know, he could do it again.
Wow, that'd be... That'd
could you imagine?
Right?
Oh,
he's never won the U.S. Open, right? Second six times or whatever? I don't know.
Things are really coming together out here, BC. I know you've been on the road the last couple of weeks, but just in the week since we were last here, you know, they've got the stands up. I mean, the place just looks immaculate. Hard to believe we're just 4 weeks away from sitting in here and hopefully talking to a brand new champion and everything. You never know, but it really looks beautiful here as well. And, you know, this goes back to what we were talking about. I think we waxed poetically about up north, and rightfully so. But, boy, this place is a beauty. And if you have a chance to come see this place up close and personal sometime, definitely check it out. It's a beauty.
Stands are up.
Yep.
Oh, it's beautiful. Looking good.
Coming up, baby.
That's
no
right.
No doubt about it. Just 4 weeks ago. Hey, listen, I want to give a special shout out to our producers today, Eric Dortch and Mr. Riga. Great job, fellas. This was a wonderful job done by you. BC, good luck to you. Mike Fay, always a pleasure. Jordan Young, thank you as well. And of course, Guy Gordon will be on tomorrow right here from 9 to noon with the Pure Michigan Golf Tour on 760 WJR. For everybody involved, my name is Sean Beligian, saying until next week, good luck on the greens. We'll see you from Spin on Golf.